record of the week on Phoenix FM. Calvin Harris, Feel So Close to You. Should be on the X Factor with this voice. Right, we are joined today, and welcome to Carl. Carl, how are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, great, Tom. Thanks very much for having us.
No problem at all. What have you been up to today? You've had quite a good morning. As you can tell from your accent, you've been watching the rugby this morning, Carl?
Yes.
Happy?
Yeah, very happy, actually.
Win to win. And, of course, being an English fan, I've had a long weekend, as you can imagine. It was nightmarish yesterday. Oh, it was like pulling teeth. But I don't think New Zealand fully got into their stride, did they, really, this morning? And
no, first half, I think they really struggled, but
yeah,
luckily they came back.
Yeah. So, Carl, what have you come down to see us today? You know, you've got a... Where are you from? What's the name of the gym? Studio 360?
Studio 360 Fitness, yeah. We're in Radford Way, Billericay.
And how long have you been there for then, Carl?
Well, we opened on the 30th of July.
Oh, okay.
So we've only been open a couple.
Good. Carl's just shown me a few of the pictures of the studio, and it's cool. It's got a really interesting sort of layout, hasn't it, as well? Really sort of unique layout and
very
bits
open.
And pieces. And what's the name of those little bikes you've got the pictures of in orange and green?
Oh, they are body bikes.
And what do you use those for?
They're for indoor cycling classes that we run.
Okay, sort of spinning and stuff as well,
yeah.
Is it? Or a bit more...
Well, we've got away from the word spinning. We now use the word body bike, which is what they're called. And it's our freestyle. Plus, we also do RPM, which is the Les Mills program.
Okay, but is it still... Is the principle the same, that you get barked at for riding a bike by someone at the front of the room?
Or yeah, pretty much.
It's my knowledge of spinning running out a little bit there. So, if somebody was interested in going down to your gym in Billericay, what would you say? What's the best thing about it? What's unique about it? Because there's quite a few gyms in the local area, isn't there?
Yeah, the unique thing for 360, I think, is the sheer size of the place.
Yeah.
We've got 10,000 square feet. We've got two enormous studios. We've got some fantastic instructors.
Are yourself included? Do you instruct a few classes now and again, or are you?
I take the bikes in my scene.
So you are the man at the front of the spinning class, then, are you?
I'm one of them.
So you work in tandem with somebody else.
Yeah.
So for somebody like me, I want to be young, fit, and active, and all the rest of it. I like my competitive sport. You know, I play my football on a Saturday and things. What's the best thing about using a gym, particularly as we approach the winter months and bits and pieces as well? What would be your reason? Why do people get addicted to using gyms? Do you know what I mean?
I think there's a couple of reasons. Probably from a social side is what we're really trying to push as well.
Yeah.
Because most gyms, you tend to become a number after a while, whereas we are really focusing on keeping it very social.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone gets to know everyone.
It's quite a good bunch of people down there. Do they sort of socialise together and stuff as well?
Yeah, fantastic bunch of people.
Do you lead the way when it comes to sort of parties and bits and pieces down there as well?
No comment.
Yeah, stay out of trouble. He's media savvy. He's media trained, this man. So what's your workout routine? Are you someone who gets involved in the gym side of it as well, or not so much really?
I do. I tend to focus more on the bike. Also do TRX classes.
So you're going to have to translate this for
me. Suspension training. It's we have a frame, and we have the suspension cables with handles.
Oh, okay.
You do a lot of suspension work.
In my head, it's like a trapeze. That's not how it works out, though, is it?
It is to a degree, but it's two hands. It's literally a rope with two handles on either end.
Really?
That you suspend from. You can do push-ups. You can do all sorts of core work.
Mildly torturous, but that's got to be a good thing, isn't it?
Very much so.
So what sort of group of people have you got down there? Now, you're going to have
mixed. Very mixed group.
Really? Because a few of the gyms that I've been to, and there is this thing for somebody like me, and I did mention it earlier. Now, I've got nothing against gyms. I like the idea of going to it and using one of the things, but what I find odd is the sort of... Is there an egging each other on sort of culture? People trying to get the best out of each other, push each other. Is there sort of a healthy competitive spirit, or do you think it can work against gyms?
I think today group exercise is the way it's going.
Really? Yeah. What sort of classes, bits and pieces?
Yeah, classes, even group personal training.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think people now like it's a cheaper option also.
Yeah.
I think that people like to train in groups.
Mm-hmm.
It drives people. It's also, again, as I go back to the social side,
yeah,
you get to meet people, which, again, in a lot of places that you go, you generally don't get to know anyone that's, you know, that you could be working out with.
Yeah.
Whereas the group side, you tend to, you know, collaborate a bit more.
And do you partner people up? Is it that sort of constructive from a gym point of view, or do people just make their own relationships when they get down?
Yeah, I think people just make their own relationships. You know, they know what works for them.
Yeah. And the other thing, the other side of it at the moment, my girlfriend obviously uses a gym in Chelmsford, and she said she goes to these classes, sort of body attack, body thump, and all these. They've got really mad names. What sort of list of classes do you run down at Studio 360?
We do a variety of Lismore's programs. Body pump, which is the resistance training,
yeah,
all over body.
Mm-hmm.
Body attack, again, high intense. Also body combat,
yeah,
which is the martial arts.
I don't want to get him trained up too much, to be honest with you. I reckon she could have me already, to be honest with you, Carl. And what's sort of the most popular class, do you think, at the moment?
Well, predominantly, the bikes are also, you know, are quite popular at the moment. But body pump are proven, you know, attack, combat.
And they are they?
They're proven worldwide.
And when a few years back, yoga was the big thing, sort of yoga, Pilates. So. You're still doing that sort of thing as well? It's not as popular.
No, very, very popular.
So we're just catching up, myself and Carl, then. We're talking about, you know, Billericay area. And I said, if I was going to move into anywhere in the, I think Billericay is also, Billericay, Brentwood, they are my two of my favourite places. What do you get up to in and around Billericay? A good nightlife and bits and pieces going on over there as well, Carl?
Yeah, it's got a very good nightlife.
Do you get the chance to explore it as much as you like or not really?
To be honest, not as often as I could.
And we're also talking to Carl earlier on. Carl's come in from Studio 360. Carl, you're a bit of a travelled man, aren't you, really? So how did you end up in the Billericay area? Okay. That's a story for next week, I think. So how long have you been in Billericay for?
I've been here about 6 years.
And where else have you lived around this globe of ours?
I was in Australia for 18 years.
And whereabouts in Australia was it?
To be honest, started in Perth.
Yeah.
Went from there to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And went to Queensland.
Yeah. For someone like me who hasn't travelled, whereabouts in Australia should I sort of look to go? Is there anywhere that you... Where's your sort of favourite place, really? It's hard to say. Obviously, it's a massive country,
isn't it? It's hard to say.
So.
Perth's a fantastic place, but it's you know, it's quite isolated because it's on the other, you know, it's on its own on the west coast.
Yeah.
Party time, Sydney.
What's that? Sorry, party town, did you say?
If you want some to party time.
That's Sydney's the place to go, is it?
Yeah, definitely.
And where did you move, when you sort of first came over here, what was their appeal for Essex, or was it just circumstantial, your life took you to Essex, or was there anything that sort of appealed to you about the area and stuff, or...
Yes, my partner lived in. She lived in Essex,
and she did. And did you like the place? You know, from all the places you've gone, you can be totally honest. Is it a bit of a shock to the system?
It was a shock to the system. I'll be really honest.
Especially
leaving. Well, I left Queensland, which is, you know, surf and sand, hot weather, surfing.
Yeah. But there is the country appeal, isn't there, of Essex as well? And there's something quite quaint about the countryside.
Yeah, no, it's grown. I've grown, you know, very fond of Essex.
So obviously you do your indoor gym bits and pieces as well. Outdoor activities, you're a cyclist as well. Do you do some surfing? Have you got out to the coast as well, or not so much anymore?
Surfing here?
Yeah, come on, we got it.
I haven't actually. No, I haven't.
Go down to Cornwall.
I have a fear of sharks, I'll be really honest.
And quite an acute one, is it?
Yeah, and I don't think you've really got to worry too much over here.
Basking sharks, mate.
Basking
you want to see the size of them? They're huge.
Yeah.
Not quite the same as the great white or the tiger shark that you've probably experienced. There was a programme on the other day. Have you been watching? I'm a big sort of Ricky Gervais fan. Have you been watching An Idiot Abroad? You know where he takes him out to live.
No, but I think I know where you're going.
And he went into a shark cage the other day. Sat in with a great white shark, a northern chap. It's good TV, to be honest with you. Would you ever be tempted? How much money are we talking to get you into a
lot.
Shark thing?
Yeah.
Over a mil?
Yeah, probably.
At least.
Yeah.
Have you never been tempted? Have you ever seen a shark and sort of from a boat or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, many, many, many.
Really?
Yeah.
What are we talking, tiger sharks?
Tiger sharks.
They're the worst, aren't they?
Yeah.
Notoriously.
They're man-eater.
Yeah. You look like you've had some sort of shipman's tales where you've been out and about and you've seen them and something horrendous has happened. Nothing.
No, I did try surfing, actually, before I left Australia.
Yeah.
My cousin got me in the water.
And, don't tell me.
To be honest. Yeah, I didn't actually think about sharks, funny enough.
But you didn't. Did you didn't see any?
No.
No,
I wasn't looking.
Right. So we promised a moment ago. We talked about some of your songs, and we've gone for first one. We've gone. chicane. I've got Stoned in Love there, but we don't want that one, do we? You said you wanted the one with Bryan Adams, so I'm quickly going to find that for you. What was it about this sort of chicane track? Why is this a good one to work out of the gym? Why do the people of Studio 360 love this particular gym and various different bits and pieces? Now, Carl, as we said before that last thing, look at my frame. I'm about 6'3", you know. Talk to me. What should I be doing to make this not look like Mr. Muscle, make myself, you know, look a bit more buff? Do you know what I mean? Grow into it a little bit. Any advice for me?
Yeah, consistency.
Oh, okay, I like it.
Yeah.
So I don't need the protein shakes right away.
They will certainly help out, but I think the thing that is missed today is if you're consistent.
Yeah. And what do you mean when you say consistent? The frequency?
With training. Yeah, with your training.
You're doing the same work.
It's very much a yo-yo environment out there where you'll come in and train for a couple of weeks and then you won't see you for a couple of weeks and then you'll be back in for a week and then disappear for 2 weeks.
So it's almost having the
consistency.
It's having the mental discipline to back it up, really, and getting yourself this terrible track that Carl uses. Oh, where's that come from? Out of nowhere. This is for my man Carl from Studio 360. It's his favourite song ever, officially. Enjoying this, Carl?
Yeah. Fantastic. On up you get.
Carl's just made a very kind offer, an exclusive offer to the Tom Walker Show and to Phoenix FM. Carl, I'll let you do the magic. You've said, is it true that if somebody mentions Phoenix FM on the door, you're going to let them have a good old use of the gym? Is this right?
Yeah, definitely.
So if people pop down to Studio 360, it's in Billericay, it's near to the train station, a little bit further down, is that right?
Just down past the speed camera on your right.
Yeah. And it's not off the beaten track or anything,
Too
bad? It's on sort of the main bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to go down there, use the facilities down at Studio 360, go and have a class, or you've got quite an extensive schedule and things, haven't you?
Yeah, classes or come and use the facility.
Yeah, all you have to do is mention Phoenix FM. I was going to be egotistical and say the Tom Walker Show, but I won't do that. I won't ruin it. No, Phoenix FM is absolutely fine. If you mention it, you want to go and have a look around Studio 360 and bits and pieces, then just mention Phoenix FM on the door, or give them a call beforehand. I'm going to use your number here, Carl. 01277 424 360. That's 01277 424 360. You know, phone up the Studio 360, see what's going on, see if you can find something for you. Mention Phoenix FM and get a sort of free pass to have a look around the gym and go and enjoy a class or something as well. What would you recommend if somebody wanted to go for a day and have a look around at something? What would you say is the best? Do you need to do an induction as well, because I know that's a grey area, isn't
it? Yeah, we all need to do a little induction on the way through.
Carl, do you do those? Do you do a little pep talk if they want to meet the man?
Yeah, for sure.
A few of those, do you?
Yeah, definitely.
And then when's your bike class as well? That's the one we want to get people down there and enjoying, isn't it?
Tomorrow night, 7.
7 o'clock, 7:15. Is it? 7:15. It's kicking off for Carl's show. Is it a show?
It's not. Too right.
Yeah. And how long do they last for? How long do you torment these
depending
people
on my mood.
Anything
from 45 to an hour.
And how long have you been doing this sort of thing? How did you get into the gym sort of career path? It's, you know, an interesting line of work to go down to. What sort of made you sort of think that's what I want to do?
23 years I've been in it.
Blimmin' hell, that's a long time, Carl.
Yeah.
You're an expert down there.
Well, I wouldn't say expert, but I enjoy it, you know.
And
real passion.
What sort of led you that way? Were you a gym user yourself, quite an athlete in bits and pieces as well, or?
What got me in was my brother went to the States for a year, and he came back and he was sort of
a quarter
of the size that he was when he left, which sort of blew me out when I was, you know, 14, 15 years of age. That's what got me in it.
He was ready to play in the All Blacks by the time he got back.
Major change.
When he went out there, what, did he just join a gym out there, or was it sort of the
It was a school. He was on a Rotary Exchange, spent a year out there. They trained, which, you know, we never did.
The other thing you read about sometimes is people that have they go through the stage, they've got really sort of big and muscular and all the rest of it. How long should you sustain that for? Because it's difficult when you've really reached that level, actually. And then if you just give up altogether, the body can do sort of crazy things, can't it, as well? What's a long time plan, and what would you advise for somebody if they wanted to get involved with a gym? What are we saying, twice a week realistically?
Twice a week's really a maintenance if you want to progress further, you really need to be looking at probably 3 to 4 times a week. But again,
yeah,
is that realistic today?
If you're working and stuff, and when you say go down there, what we're talking, a good hours cardio workout?
I think anything between 45 and an hour is plenty.
Really?
You know, our logo is Train Smarter, Not Longer. You know,
I think that's the right way to go about it as well, because some people, it genuinely can be very addictive actually as well, can't it, going to the gym? You do very find people who have you ever come across anybody you've had to say slow down, you know, you're going a couple of times. You have to give professional advice to these people and
yeah, but they didn't listen.
They just keep going.
Yeah,
they
just keep doing their own thing.
Do you have some fanatics down there, people? Are they training for anything in particular? Some of the people at Studio 360? Or
yeah, we get a lot of people that are training for marathons and stuff.
Yeah.
I think, you know, again, it's a social environment where you can go down and catch up with your friends. And
these are similar people, similar interests in life and stuff,
yeah,
as
very
well,
much so.
On most occasions, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right, Carl, we're going to have one more of your tracks and a little more word with you as well. But thanks so much for giving the offer of Phoenix Listeners to pop down there,
yeah,
and just
well.
Remember that number again. It's Studio 360 in Billericay. Carl describes it as past the train station and past the, is it traffic camera? Did you say
past the speed camera you're going down the hill.
If you're heading down the hill. Now remember, you can go and have a look around, enjoy a class, go and see what you like over there as well. If you mention Phoenix FM on the door, or if you mention it when you phone up 01277 424 360, if you're interested in doing that, give them a call, find a class that sort of suits you, and we're going to have one final word with Carl, one final song from Carl as well. This is Pink and Who Knew. Make of the station, what's your impressions of Phoenix?
Yeah, it's fantastic, Tom. I really appreciate the time.
No, it's no problem at all. And what I was thinking, in maybe 6 months' time, we'll have another chat again if you want to come in, and we'll you know, catch up, see what's happening with the studio,
yeah,
and stuff as well. But yeah, just a final word is, I think really people should take up that offer. Carl's got some amazing specialist cycling equipment, some great classes down there as well. So if anyone wants to head down there, go and have a free session at Studio 360 in Billericay. All you have to do is mention Phoenix FM on the door. Carl, thanks very much for coming in and joining us today on the station. You know, plug us, 98FM going out over Billericay as well. And
definitely,
we'd love to have you come and join us again. And like I say, thanks for your time today. Thanks for your T-shirts and thanks
offer. I look forward to seeing you down in the class, Tom.
Oh, yeah. No.
You're going to come down.
I told you, I've got a body like a pipe cleaner.
Come
it's
down
not
and see
happening.
Our fantastic staff. Yeah, we've got some great staff down there. Yeah,
they've got some good guys
really,
down
really,
there.
Really great.
I reckon you could be on, you know. I'll give it a go on those bikes. They look interesting.
I'm going to keep you to this.
I'll keep you to this. I might shut down your gym. You never know. I'll get addicted to it. Thanks so much for your time today,
you're
Carl.
Right.
We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Tom.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?